welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of his conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
So, started off the season on the right foot, got that first win in week one. What was the key to the win, and what were you guys doing well last week?
Yeah, just our whole objective for the first game is to be physical. Like what I mentioned to you before, we don't have a large body to work from. We just know what we can do and stick to what we can do and just be physical and then let the game go from there. And I think the great thing about it is as the game went on, we just started getting more physical and imposing our will on the other team. That was great to see in the fourth quarter. I think in the third or fourth quarter, we ran off 8 minutes. So it was good to see that we can control the clock if we wanted to.
Gotten the chance now to look at some of the film. So what do you think, what have you been focusing on trying to improve for next week? What can your guys do
just
better?
Just cutting down the mistakes, the penalties. We left probably, I ain't going to say a lot of meat on the bone, but we left maybe two touchdowns out there that could have got us in better position to where we didn't have to feel like we had to come from behind. I think nerves got the best of us. I think we were physical, but nerves got the best of us. And it took us a little while to believe in ourselves. And that was because of the past. You know, we haven't had much success, in particular winning the games. So it just took us a little while to just believe in that factor.
And going forward into this week, what do you think will be the key to, you know, facing off against Battle? What do you think it will be to come out with the win?
So our objective this week is to execute. Learn from the mistakes and not do those things that hurt us and you just shoot ourselves in the foot. And then just let the viewer get better. I think, we know it. We run it enough. We only ran it for 3 months. People know that. And they're expecting us to make mistakes. And our objective is to cut down those mistakes and execute the best of our ability.
All right. That was Capital City head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, we may mention of it, I think, in the Saturday story in the News Tribune. We probably made mention of it the Sunday story in the News Tribune. But last week was a notable win for the Cavaliers, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it'll be in my story today. It's the first time the Cavaliers are over 500 in program history,
yep,
getting that win to start the season.
Right.
One win each in year one and two of the program, and they both came pretty late in the year.
So. Right.
You know, getting that first one knocked out, Coach Collier was excited about it. He said it's kind of a sigh of relief, but he's hoping the players don't, you know, take it as a sigh of relief.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you, as somebody who wasn't there and you were there, what was the reaction like when the clock finally hit zero? I mean, was it something where you saw maybe an average amount of celebration, a little more than usual amount of celebration? How do you think the immediate reaction was after the game?
You know, it felt like a pretty similar amount of celebration that you get after most wins. I think getting that win early in the year, especially week one, it's a little different than, say, if you start 0-6 and,
sure,
then get that win, because you're still at the point where you're like, yeah, we can be pretty good this year. We can win games.
Right.
And now, you know, now they have some proof.
Exactly. So I guess the big thing is that then they haven't had to really do this much, but getting refocused after a win and not being satisfied with a win, that's something that they haven't had much experience at. So that's another kind of growth step that they can take for the first time in a while. So, you know, I imagine the week of preparation has probably been a lot of harping on, hey, we haven't done anything yet. Let's keep getting refocused. But what did Coach Collier have to say in terms of that as we got prepared for week two?
Yeah, that was definitely something he hit on when we were talking the other day. And it was, you know, along that idea of he doesn't want the players to have that sigh of relief,
sure,
right? It's nice to get that first win out of the way,
right,
but you can't get complacent just because now you have the same amount of wins that you've had the last 2 years.
Sure.
You want to get more and more and more. So it's always just, you know, like you said, there can't be too much celebration.
Right.
Right, it's just got to be, all right, now on to week two.
So I guess it's worth mentioning, it was a 24-14 win over Warrensburg. What was your kind of impression? What did you think of Warrensburg, and how good or bad of a win do you think it was maybe in the grand scheme of things?
I mean, Warrensburg did beat Capital City pretty good the last two season openers. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of revenge there. We would sure. a nice win either way. Warrensburg was led by a big group of mostly sophomores.
Okay.
They had lost a pretty good amount of seniors from their, you know, most productive positions last year. So
okay.
there was a little bit of pullback on the overall talent at Warrensburg, at, you know, post last year and 2 years ago.
Sure.
But I think, you know, just getting that win out of the way, that's important for a team at Capital City's, you know, point in the program.
Absolutely. And you'd rather come into this game 1-0 rather than 0-1, which this week's game is at Battle, 7 o'clock Friday, and it is that instance where Capital City's coming in 1-0, Battle's coming in 0-1. You know, they kind of took one on the chin last week, losing 68-38 to Park Hill. So, you know, I'm sure they're looking for a quick bounce back. So, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, you don't want to take anybody lightly anyway, but you definitely don't want to take somebody lightly. It's kind of been wounded pretty bad in week one, because you know they want to get that out of their rearview mirror and get moving on to something else.
Yeah, and especially opening, you know, CMAC play, Central
yeah,
Missouri
sure.
conference play. You know, it'll be a big one. Battle, yeah, that's a pretty big loss to open the year. I don't know a bunch about Park Hill, but, you know, judging by that, they're a pretty
sure.
good team.
Yep.
From what I can tell, there were some special teams miscues, a couple of turnovers really, you know, hurt Battle early, so
yeah.
Capital City's probably hoping to be able to take advantage of something similar if they can.
Right.
But yeah, you definitely, Capital City's going to have to come into this one, you know, working hard.
Yeah. A couple interesting storylines going on when you come into this game with Battle. Let's start off with the head coach.
Yeah, so Battle's coach, Jonah Dubinsky, coming into the 2021 season was Capital City's offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a plan for Coach Dubinsky to be the Cavaliers' offensive coordinator in 2021 until a few weeks before the season the Battle job opened up and he took it. So
right.
there's, you know, Coach Collier said it's not extra motivation for him, but just
right.
something sticking in the back of my mind is there's probably a little
sure.
bit extra there. You're going up against a friend who
right.
who you know pretty well. They obviously know the offense that Battle's going to want to run.
Right, right.
So it's all, you know, there's... feels to me like there's probably just that little bit extra there going on.
Sure.
This one.
And, you know, you kind of temper that with the fact that, you know, it's not so much maybe the kids don't have anything extra to play for, because, you know, none of them really did play for him. So it's not like it's like they had an investment. It's just more the coaching scheme, you know, coaches from their standpoint. So it's not like it's going to give a lot of the players any extra motivation, but it is just kind of an interesting wrinkle that we have to, you know, make note of as we head into this one.
And Battle was the one game Capital City didn't get to play last year because of COVID concerns.
Sure.
So, you know, this is the first meeting since the departure.
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, that you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we're so far now removed, you know, kind of COVID's so far long ago that we kind of forget just how weird the 2020 season was and just all the stuff that brought with it. But we, you know, you kind of forget too that, yeah, there were still some remnants of it last year. So yeah, this was a matchup we didn't get to see last year, and it was kind of, you know, instead of being nice and orderly with the CMAC records all adding up to set, you know, seven, you know, teams playing this many games, we didn't have that last year. So it's kind of also, yeah, it's weird that we didn't get to play that last year. So it's probably even more of kind of an uncertain moment going forward, going, okay, what do we expect from Battle? Because if you're a Cavaliers fan, you didn't get to see them last year, so you don't even know kind of what the, you know, the key contributors they had last year that may return. You haven't seen them for, you know, 2 years now. So it's even stranger. So I guess the first place to start is, what do we expect from Battle then?
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, they have an idea of what the offense they want to run is.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, high school football can change so much in 1 year,
right.
let alone in two.
Right.
Like, all of the seniors this year were sophomores. They probably weren't playing. All the juniors were freshmen. They definitely weren't getting in games that much.
Right.
So, you know, from what we know from last week and from the bit that Coach Collier has been able to tell me about, they've got a senior quarterback in Justin Goolsby who's got a pretty good arm. They're
okay.
going to want to throw it. They ran a pro-style offense last year at Capital City because of Coach Dubinsky, so assumedly, he's going to take that to Battle. Collier said he, you know, is expecting to have a lot of three wide receiver sets, so they're going to throw
okay.
the ball.
Okay.
And, you know, last week, even in a big loss, they had two receivers, DeQuell Wright and Keelan Horn, who both had more than 80 yards receiving. They're, you know, they're going to be pretty productive through the air, and that's probably what Cavaliers fans should, you know, be looking out for the most.
Sure. I guess the big question in terms of this game, this matchup then, is Battle's defense 68 points bad, or is that an aberration? Was Park Hill just that good? Mm-hmm. I guess it'll just be real interesting to see, you know. Not that 24 is bad for your opener, but I'm sure Capital City would be like, man, 24, we'd like to improve on that number too. You know, maybe you get to do that this week if the Battle defense is a little suspect, but it will probably just have a better indication after two games rather than just one, who is what they are.
Sure, and I mean, you know, there's also the argument Capital City, you know, doesn't run Blair Oaks' offense.
Sure.
Right, they're in a veer. You're probably not going to put up 40 points in a game, even if you're playing a defense that can give up 60 regularly.
Sure.
Because that's just not the style you want to play.
Right.
One of the highlights of Capital City last week was they ran off like 13 of the last 16 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Or 13 of 18 and then 8 of the last 9.
Right.
Like, it, you know, what they want to do is control the clock, keep possession, run out as much as they can, and then on defense keep the other team off the board, because they were able to for the last 6 possessions of the game last week.
I was going to say you kind of preempted my next question from the standpoint of, is that kind of what we're looking to see? I mean, does this strike you as maybe we still need to control tempo in this game in order to be successful and kind of maybe grind out some longer, you know, maybe shorten the amount of time that Battle can have with the ball if they are a team that can score a lot, try to keep them away from the ball as much as possible and kind of sustain some drives, maybe eat up some clock like they were able to do at the end of last week's game?
Absolutely. I think that's probably going to be the key for Capital City's offense throughout the year this year. They did have a couple of pretty explosive plays last week. They almost had a 70-yard touchdown that was called back because of a late block in the back. They did have a 58-yard touchdown through the air. So they, you know, showed that they can hit on those plays.
Okay.
But I think more what they're looking for out of their offense is that second half production where it's just, yeah, we're going to keep control. We're going to have, you know, 70% of the possession time, and we're just going to march down the field every time.
Right. I think talking off air, you know, you and I might have talked about it a little bit briefly, but it's always going to be a question, especially as we go farther and farther on the season. Did they come out of last week unscathed? How are things looking in terms on the injury front? Because, I mean, the longer you can go without any of note, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, the only injuries that stuck out during the game last week ended up just being cramps.
Okay.
So, you know, guys were able to get off the field on their own, wasn't really an issue, able to get back into the game a series later or something. Nothing major happened during the game, and I haven't heard about anything that's happened during practice, so assumedly Capital City's going in at full strength.
You know, and I think that's one thing worth noting, because I think maybe you and maybe one or other of the sports reporters had mentioned that they, you know, there were some cramping issues last week. It feels like, even as bad as hot as the summer had been at times, it didn't seem like it was one of the beastly summers that we normally have. I'm curious to see maybe going forward how that's going to affect conditioning for some of these guys, because, like I say, it didn't seem like it was an incredibly hot day last Friday where you would think you would expect cramping, but with not having so many days where it was super hot, maybe they're not as well conditioned as they could have been at this point. And it's nothing against the coaches, it's nothing against the players. Sometimes it's just a matter of acclimation. So I think it'll be interesting to see if that becomes a storyline going forward, because I got a funny feeling we might see another 2 or 3 or 4 games in some hot weather before it starts to cool off this year.
Sure, especially once the sun went down last week. It really wasn't bad down on the field.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an issue you see week 1, week 2 of high school football, of college football, in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, your first time seriously in a game, maybe guys aren't thinking enough about how well they're hydrating. They're, you know, it's their first live action in a long time.
Right.
It's just going to be something that happens. And as long as nobody goes down with a serious injury, cramping's not the worst thing that can happen.
All right, well, I guess that should get us to the prediction point of the podcast. Obviously, it'll get easier as the season goes on and we have a bigger body of knowledge to draw from, but how do you see this week 2 matchup playing out for the Cavaliers?
You know, I think Capital City is going to come in pretty motivated, but I think Battle is, after a 30-point loss, going to be pretty excited to come in and,
sure,
and get that CMAC win. I think Battle's probably better than they showed against Park Hill, so I'm going to go ahead and say it'll be a competitive game, but Battle comes out on top, maybe 35-28.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McArabi, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McCaravy on Twitter at Kyle_McCaravy, McCaravy. Thanks for listening.